Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
If you have read the Old Testament and believe it teaches the truth, you know that the Jewish Sabbath was God's will for His people. Liberal theologians may accuse the Jews of borrowing the Sabbath from their pagan neighbors, or of inventing it on their own, but they are dead wrong. God Himself ordained the Sabbath, as is evident from many passages in the Old Testament. In fact, one of the reasons God brought the nation of Babylon against His own people was because they had neglected to keep the law of Moses, and that included failure to keep the Sabbath. Daniel confessed for himself and for the Jewish nation, "We have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, who spoke in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land." Daniel 9, 5, and 6. While the Jews often sin grievously by failing to keep the Sabbath and by desecrating it in some way, are Christians sinning against God for not keeping the Jewish Sabbath? There are people in our country, although the numbers are relatively small, who insist that Christians must keep the Sabbath or fall under the condemnation of God Almighty. What is the truth on this topic? I urge you to study your Bibles carefully to learn what God has revealed under the New Covenant. The book of Hebrews makes it very plain that we do not live under the Old Covenant, that is, under the law of Moses. According to Hebrews, the law of Moses had a shadow of good things to come, but was not really the ultimate reality. The sacrifices which were offered under the old law could not make the comers thereunto perfect. Hebrews 10, 1. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. As great as the Mosaic law was, it was designed to prepare men and women to receive the gospel plan of salvation. Now please listen carefully to the Hebrew writer. Then said he, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." He takes away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hebrews 10, 9 and 10. Please think of this question. Was the Sabbath command a part of the Old Covenant or will of God? The answer to that question is so obvious that it should not even be debatable. Of course, the Sabbath command was a significant part of the covenant God made with Israel. If that is true, as all Old Testament scholars will surely concede, then the Sabbath command, along with the remainder of the Old Covenant, was taken away. He takes away the first, that is, the first will, or covenant, that he may establish the second. It is by this second will that we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. What are the consequences of following the Old Covenant, that is, the law of Moses? Who can doubt the meaning of these words from the Galatian letter? "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify to every man who is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace." Galatians 5, 1-4. Observing the rite of circumcision, keeping the Sabbath, offering animal sacrifices, and honoring the holy days of the old law belong to the first covenant. But Jesus took away the first covenant that he might establish the second. It is by the second that we are sanctified, not the first. How could any truth be plainer? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.